What is Your Destiny? Section 2, Sidebar, The God Family. Scripture clearly states that there is only one God. Isaiah 46, verse 9, Malachi 2, verse 10, Romans 3, verse 30, James 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, it is evident that the one God comprises more than one being existing together as a divine family. Compare Ephesians 3, verse 14 and 15, of which the human family is a physical type. The Hebrew word translated God throughout the Old Testament is Elohim, more than one almighty being, essentially gods. However, it is normally singular in usage when referring to the true God of Israel, being paired in such cases with singular verbs and adjectives. When such passages are quoted in the New Testament, the Greek word used to translate the term is singular, theos, meaning God. We have a comparable example in American English of a noun being plural in form but singular in usage, the national name, United States. While the plural form represents a true plurality of states, singular usage shows the constituent states to form a unit. We might say, the United States is going to intervene, but not since the country's early years. The United States are. Thus, there is one United States made up of a plurality of states that are united. Even so, there is one God consisting of more than one divine being. Indeed, in two telling places in the book of Genesis, rather than using the singular pronouns me or my, God uses the plural pronouns us or our. Genesis 1, verse 26, and 3, verse 22. The New Testament reveals two beings as God, God the Father and the Word, the one who became Jesus Christ, John 1, verses 1 through 3 and 14. Christ, titled the Word, refers to his position as the one who speaks and acts on the Father's behalf. Compare John 8, verses 26 through 28, 12, verses 49 through 50, and 14, verse 10. Numerous passages refer to Jesus Christ as God, Isaiah 9, verse 6, John 20, verses 27 through 28, 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, Titus 2, verse 13, and Hebrews 1, verse 8 through 9. The plural aspect of God is often taken as evidence supporting the doctrine of the Trinity, which maintains that God is three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in a single being. Yet this idea runs counter to reason and sound logic. More importantly, this doctrine is unscriptural. Again, God, that is the God family, at present comprises God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is never listed in Scripture as a third person who is also God. For instance, the Apostle Paul says we are to be aspiring to understand the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2, verse 2 through 3. There is no mention here of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a person, but is the power, mind, life, and shared essence of God. Compare Luke 24, verse 49, Acts 1, verse 8, Romans 15, verse 13, Romans 8, verse 27, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, John 4, verse 24, chapter 5, verse 26, and chapter 6, verse 63. Furthermore, contrary to the Trinitarian view that the Father and the Son are co-equal in authority along with the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ not only said, "My Father is greater than all," John 10, verse 29, but he even said, "My Father is greater than I," chapter 14, verse 28. See also 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, 15, verse 27 through 28. The Trinity doctrine has done much to obscure the plain truth of Scripture that God is a family. God is the name of the Father and is also the name of the Son, as well as both of them together. God intends for this family name to also be the name of other sons he is in the process of bringing to glory, as the rest of this booklet explains. Irenaeus, a second century bishop, was right when he observed, "There is none other called God by Scripture except the Father of all, and the Son, and those who possess the adoption, i.e., sonship, as God's children." Against Heresies, Book 4, Preface. Compare Book 3, Chapter 6. Note that there is no hint here of a Trinitarian formula in this early time period. That doctrine wasn't formulated until much later. Again, God is a family, presently consisting of two divine beings, the Father and Christ, but with more to come, who will likewise bear the family name. Indeed, the human family was meant as a lesser model or type of this greater spiritual reality. Marriage is another aspect of this, as it is God's intention for those who are added to His family to enter a divine marriage relationship with Jesus Christ, the human covenant being patterned after the higher God-planned relationship. Compare Ephesians 5 verse 22 through 23 and Revelations 19 verses 7 through 9. To learn more about what God has to say on these matters, be sure to send for or download our free booklets, Jesus Christ, The Real Story, Who is God? Marriage and the Family, The Missing Dimension, and Is God a Trinity? You have been listening to The God Family, a Section 2 sidebar from the booklet, What is Your Destiny? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.